弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, everyone.
这次海地发生大地震，有一件事情引起各国新闻媒体的注意。
One thing brought to the attention of many countries, reporters of this Haiti earthquake.
就是在灾后的黑夜里，处处都听到一群群信耶稣的海地灾民在唱诗祷告。
After the earthquake, many Christians in Haiti were singing hymns and praying at night.
许多记者都说，那唱诗祷告的声音如此美丽，带给人心灵极大的震撼。
Many reporters actually said that the beauty of this singing and praying is so beautiful that it brought a big impact to many people.
当那些灾民同声祷告的时候，其中一个很普遍被用到的就是主导文。
A very commonly prayed verse in this by the Haiti Christians are the Lord's Prayer.
主导文是一个世界各地基督徒都常常背诵的祷告。
Lord's Prayer is a much recited one all throughout the world.
无论是在主日崇拜里，或者是在一些特别庄严神圣的时刻，比如说婚礼。
In many formal situations, such as a Sunday service or a wedding.
或者是在一个人临死之前
or even in a funeral,
基督徒都常常用主导文祷告。
Many Christians often use the Lord's Prayer to pray.
为什么主导文这么受重视呢？
Why is the Lord's Prayer so emphasized?
因为当耶稣的门徒想要学习祷告的时候，耶稣就教导他们说，你们祷告的时候要这样祷告。
This is because this is what Jesus taught his disciples when they asked for a way to pray.
当然两个礼拜前我们先看过马太福音六章五到八节，也就是主导文之前耶稣所讲的一些话。
Of course, 2 weeks ago we looked at Matthew chapter 6 verse 5 to 8 which actually was what happened right before Jesus had the Lord's Prayer.
耶稣提醒门徒祷告不是像念经一样每次用同样的话一再重复。
Jesus said that praying is definitely notChanting in which you just use repeated words.
所以主导文的目的并不是拿一个现成写好的祷告词，叫人每次祷告的时候脑筋也不用想，心中也不用有感动，就照着念就好了。
So the purpose of the Lord's Prayer is definitely not to give us a template from which we can recite every single time we pray mechanically.
耶稣是借着主导文给门徒一个祷告的模式。
The Lord's Prayer is only a template for us to practice our prayer.
提供一些精简扼要的一些重点。
It gives several very concise but very important points.
所以我们在祷告的时候，无论是态度上或者是内容上，都可以参照这个蓝图去做。
To help us have the right attitude and content.When we try to pray.
这几个月我会用一系列的讲道来带大家看主导文，每一次看一小部分。
So the several coming Sundays I will give sermons regarding the Lord's Prayer, and each time I will focus on only a tiny portion of it.
今天我们要看的是主导文的第一句话，我们在天上的父。
Today we're going to look at the very first one, which says.Our Father in heaven.
这句话看起来平凡简单，却有相当重要的意义。
This seemingly simple verse is actually very meaningful.
耶稣把这句话放在他祷告蓝图的第一句，因为就像盖房子一样，这一部分是整个祷告的根基。
Jesus put this phrase as the very first sentence in the Lord's Prayer because it's just as important as the foundation of a house.
所以让我们一点一点来细细思想这第一句话的意义。
So let us think over this phrase one bit by bit.
首先我们看天上这两个字。
First, let's look at the word heaven.
天上这个词对我们有几方面的提醒。
Heaven reminds us of several things.
第一是提醒我们神地位的崇高。
The first one is...It reminds us of the high position of God.
在圣经里面，天常常被用来代表神，或者是指向神。
In the Bible, heaven is usually used to refer to God.
这是照着人所能理解的，用天和地来表达神与人在地位上的差距。
Because from what we can understand, they use this to refer to the difference of God and man by heaven and earth.
我们只要抬头望天，就可以清楚地感受到人的卑微和微小渺小。
All we have to do is look at the sky, then we will know the insignificance of human beings.
光是我们肉眼看得到的天，就已经在高度上和广度上让人感受到浩瀚的伟大。
Just the portion of the universe that we can see by our naked eye is already beyond our imagination.
近代的科技非常发达。
Modern technology is very advanced.
但是人类对太空的研究越多，越加发现宇宙的浩瀚真的是天外有天，大到难以估计。
But the more we look at the universe and astronomy, we only realize how immeasurable the universe is.
几千年前的古人想必早已经推敲出天的浩大绝对不是只在人肉眼的范围之内。
Many thousands years ago, humans have already figured out that the vastness of the universe is far beyond what we can see.
所以在旧约圣经里面，名词的天往往也是以复数出现，中文有的时候就翻作诸天。
Even in the Old Testament,The word heaven usually appears in plural.
比如说历代志上说外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
For example, in 1 Chronicles, it says, For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
在诗篇19篇也说诸天诉说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
In Psalm 19, the heavens,declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
在以赛亚书45章更有神直接的话语说，我造地又造人在地上，我亲手铺张诸天，天上万象也是我所命定的。
Even in Isaiah, it is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. My own hands stretched out the heavens.I marshaled their starry host.
所以用天的概念来代表神，是表达神独特的崇高地位。
So the word heaven is used to describe the dignity and the high position of God.
他是创造宇宙天地万物的主宰，我们的生命气息也是他所赐的。
Not only did he create the whole universe, he gave us our breath.
天上这个词，第二方面的提醒是关于我们来到神面前的态度。
The second thing the word heaven reminds us is our attitude when we pray.
很多人信神是带着很功利的心态。
Many people believe in God for some profit purposes.
会想说啊，如果我想要什么，他就会给我什么，那我就信他。
With the attitude that if I want something, God will give it to me, and I will believe in Him.
这样的想法其实是自己当主人，而把神当仆人。
This attitude is like treating yourself as the master and God as the servant.
这等于是把神当作那神话故事阿拉丁神灯里面那个精灵一样。
This is like Aladdin's lamp.
哇，你只要手擦一擦，哇，神他就乖乖跑出来。
Just pat the lamp and the genie will come out.
虽然是他有莫大的法力，却必须乖乖听你的吩咐，让你有求必应。
And even though the genie is very powerful at granting wishes, he listens to you.
但主导文的这个天上提醒我。
But the heaven in the Lord's Prayer reminds us.
神既然是如此的尊崇伟崇高伟大，我们来到他的面前，就理当存一个谦卑。敬畏神的心。
That precisely because of the power and glory of God, we should have a humble heart when we come to Him.
如果一个人自高自大、自以为意，那是反映出他对神缺少真正的敬畏。
An arrogant man actually reflects that he does not revere God.
天上这个词第三方面的提醒是关于祷告的本质。
The third point that the word heaven reminds is the nature of prayer.
祷告是我们这些经验有限、智慧有限、能力有限、还受时空限制的人向一位无限伟大的神祈求。
Prayer is our means. Prayer is the means of us to the all powerful God. Because we are limited by our wisdom.By our experiences and by our space time. But God is limitless.
所以主权是在神。
So the authority is in God's hand.
而且如圣经所说，他的意念非同我们的意念，他的道路非同我们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样神的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
So the Bible also says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以我们将我们的心意借着祷告告诉神，固然是合情合理的。
So of course we pray to God and give our desires to God.
我们却需要知道神未必事事都照着我们祈求的方式和时间来成就。
But we should realize that God does not always respond to us according to how we want it or when we want it.
我和我的好太太结婚的头几年，我们都在读书，不急着要小孩。
So my wife and I were not eager to have kids when we just got married.
等到两个人都开始工作，想要有小孩的时候，却迟迟没有结果。
But after a while, when we left school and started to work, we wanted to have kids, but we didn't have any kids.
然后在好朋友的大力推荐下，我们去看了一位日本医生，是这方面的专家。
Now we went to this famous Japanese doctor who's an expert in this field.
那这位医生是一位虔诚的基督徒，人非常的亲切。
This Japanese doctor is a Christian and he's very kind. To me.
很有意思的是，他跟我们两个人谈了一下之后，知道我们两个人来信主没有多久，就什么检查都没做。
What's really interesting about this guy is that once he learned that both my wife and I were Christians, he stopped doing all the medical checkups on us.
他把所有的时间都花在跟我们谈如何祷告。
Instead, he spent all the time and effort to tell us how to pray.
他说神对我们祷告通常有三种可能的回答。
Says that God usually has three responses for our prayers.
一种是 yes.
The first is yes.
一种是 no.
The second is no.
还有第三种是 wait.
And the third one is to wait.
那后来在那之后不久，我太太就自然怀孕，所以我们没有再见过那医生。
Soon after that, my wife got pregnant, so we never went back to that doctor again.
但那天的谈话给我留下非常深刻的印象。
But the conversation with that doctor really impressed me.
而且后来在生活和侍奉当中，更是亲身体会到那些话的道理。
And in my service and lives, I really truly experienced the truthfulness of that doctor's words.
所以我们祷告的时候，不要以为神的回答只有 yes 才是好的 ，no 就不好。
So never should we assume that the only good answer from God is the yes and no is always a bad response.
我也常常跟在找工作的弟兄姐妹们说一件事。
I also tell many people who are looking for jobs.
我们往往以为啊，只有神给你工作的 interview 或 job offer 才是恩典。
That only when God gives you a job interview or offer is it a grace.
其实有的时候神帮你把一些机会的门关上，那更是恩典。
Actually, oftentimes it's also a grace that God closes many doors for us.
有的时候神让你找工作，等候了很长的一段时间，仍然可能是他在你身上有一个很好的美意。
Often God.Let you wait for a long time before you find your next job, and this is a grace wrapped up for you too.
当然，你处在那其中，当时是很难相信，这怎么可能有什么美意
？Of course, being in that situation is really hard for us to know how can this ever be a blessing.
但是很多人从中走过来，后来回头看的时候，都体验到神的道路真是高过我们的道路。他的意念真是高过我的意念。
But oftentimes in retrospect, you will see that truly, truly, God's thoughts and ways are higher than our thoughts and ways.
天上这个词还反映出祷告是一件属灵的事情。
The word heaven also reflects that prayer is relevant to the spirit.
是我们这些活在眼睛看得见的物质世界里的人，向一位看不见。属天的神祈求。
It is how we the physical beings communicate to God who is not directly seeable by our eyes.
所以祷告的时候不要太在乎自己肉体的感官器官能够看到什么或感觉到什么。
So when we pray, do not focus too much on how much we can perceive or sense.
当我们祷告的时候，一件跨越物质世界的事情确确实实在发生。
When we pray, something that transcends from the physical world into the spiritual world is indeed happening.
创造宇宙天地万物的主宰不只是听得见我们祷告的声音，他还知道我们里面的心思意念。
Not only does the grand creator know, hear us when we pray, he also knows what we think when we pray.
所以祷告的时候要带着信心来祷告。
Therefore, when we pray, we should pray with faith.
有一个小故事，可能很多人都听过。
I'll tell a little small story.
有一次有个地方长期干旱。
Once upon a time, there has been a place that suffered drought for a long time.
如果继续不下雨，农作物都要死去。
The crops are all going to die.
所以小城的人决定一同聚集，大家齐心祷告，向神求雨。
So all the people in the city gather together to pray for rain.
就那天牧师在带大家开始祷告之前，他注意到所有的人都是空手而来，有一个小女孩却是带了一把红色的小伞来。
Right before the prayer, the pastor noticed that everyone came empty-handed, except for one little girl who actually came with an umbrella.
他就问那小女孩，为什么你带伞来的？
So the pastor asked, why did you bring an umbrella?
小女孩说，我们不是来向上帝求雨吗？如果不带伞，等下下雨不就淋湿了吗？
So the little girl said, haven't we come to pray for rain? And when it rains later on, if we don't have an umbrella, we will all get wet.
这就提醒我们，我们祷告的时候，是不是在信心里面相信，神可能就照着我们的祷告来成就。
So this really reminds us of whether we really have the faith when we pray.
我们的信心倒不见得是在于我们相信我们祷告下雨，神就一定马上让天降雨。
Actually, the faith is not so much in the faith that we believe that it will rain right after we pray for rain.
而是相信当我们诚心向神祈求的时候，他在天上垂听，他会照他的旨意来成就。
As much as it is about our faith that he listens to us when we pray.
我们再来看父这个字。
So let us next look at the word father.
祷告不是随口发出啊，随便乱讲的呼求。
Prayer is not about just mumbling out words.
有的人习惯一有什么事就脱口而出说啊，我的天啊，我的妈呀，这些。
People have the habit of shouting out, "Oh my God" or "Oh my mom." In any situation they face.
祷告不是这样。
This is not about prayer.
当我们说我们在天上的父，这是在向一位有位格的神祷告。
When we say our Father in heaven, we are addressing a God of high position in heaven.
是一个清楚具体当受尊重的对象。
He is a very specific and a very reverent being.
我们的祷告是向神发出，那这位神是怎么样的一位神呢？
So our prayer is addressed to God, but what kind of God is this God?
在世界各个民族的宗教敬拜当中有一个很普遍的现象。
So there's a prevalent phenomenon in all the worshiping rituals all across the world's cultures.
是人们对所拜的神有一种莫名的恐惧。
It's that people actually have this fear towards the God or the entity they worship.
在十八世纪，有一位德国的哲学家，也是作家，叫 Lessing.
In the 18th century, there's a literature person called
And also a philosopher.
Also a philosopher.
他常常说，假如他能够问狮身人面向一个问题，他就会问：这个宇宙对我们是友善的吗？
He often said that if he could ask the Sphinx a question, he would ask, "Is this universe friendly to us?"
这句话其实反映出世界上很多人的心声。
This question really reflects many people's heart.
当他们向着天或者向他们所拜的神祈求的时候，心中没有把握，这个神对他是不是一定是友善的？
When people pray to this God or this heaven they worship, are they really sure in their heart that this God is kind, it is friendly to them?
而耶稣教门徒向天上的父祷告。 父代表了他是友善是慈爱的。
So when Jesus taught us to pray to our Father in heaven, this Father represents grace and friendliness.
我们向神祷告的时候，永远不需要活在猜疑恐惧当中。
We should never live in doubts or worries when we pray to God.
不用担心神会不会故意对我们心怀恶意。
We don't have to be afraid that God may purposely be malicious to us.
不用担心神会不会像一些性情不稳定的国王皇帝一样，你不小心讲出哪句不称他心的话，就惹来杀身之祸。
We don't need to be afraid that God may actually be emotionally unstable like some kings or emperors. That if we just say something wrong, we would actually get sentenced to death.
耶稣说，我们祷告的对象是一位有如慈爱父亲的神。
Jesus said that the God we pray to is.A graceful God like a father.
我们可以全然相信他的旨意总是美善的，总是出于他对我们的爱。
We can truly believe that his intents are always good and that he is always loving to us.
就像诗篇103篇所说的，父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
As Psalm chapter 103 says, as a father has compassion on his children,So the Lord has compassion in those who fear Him.
那么是不是每一个人都可以称他们祷告的对象是父呢？
But then, can everyone who pray say that the entity they pray to is their father?
有些人也许会接受一个比较广义的概念。
Maybe some people will think it this way.
认为既然所有的人和万物都是神所创造的，那神就是我们所有人的父。
That since God created all the universe and everything, that He is our Father.
但是实际上，在世界各个民族的宗教里，真正感觉到神像父亲一样的是非常非常少见。
But actually, in many religions in the world, it's very rare that they address to God as their Father.
也许有像我们中国一样啊，皇帝说他是天子。
Well, maybe in China, they say that. The emperor is the son of God.
说是这样，但是感觉上神还是非常的遥远，无从明白。
But even though the Chinese say that, they still don't quite understand what it means to be a son and a father.
我在台湾读高中的时候，有一次在报纸的副刊上面看到一篇文章。
When I was in Taiwan in high school, I one day saw this article in the newspaper.
那个作者多次写到他的天父，说这位天父如何爱他。
The author of the article, for many times mentioned how the heavenly father loved her.
那时候我与耶稣基督信仰毫无关系，所以一开始读那篇文章的时候，我读不懂，我觉得很莫名其妙。
I wasn't a Christian back then, so I really couldn't understand this article.
读了好久才知道，他好像在说有一位神是他的天父。
Only after a long perusal did I understand that she was addressing to a God that is her heavenly father.
然后读懂之后，我就觉得有点稀奇，然后心中也受到一点震撼。
So I felt quite interested, but also a little shocked.
我想不只是我，一般人第一次听到基督徒用父来称呼神，也会觉得很新鲜、很稀奇。
I think many people would feel very interested when they first heard that some Christians addressed.To God as their father.
因为这不是我们一般有的概念。
Because that's not what we are used to.
其实用父来称呼神是基督徒信仰当中非常独特也非常重要的一个权利。
That we address to God as our father is a very unique and significant authority as Christians.
在旧约里面很少见到用父来称呼神的。
In the Old Testament, Actually, we rarely see that people address to God as their father.
如果有，都是以整个以色列民族而言，说神是他们民族的父，没有用来指个人的。
Even if there were examples of God as a father, it's usually addressed to the whole nation or people as whose father is God. Never did they address the father, the heavenly father, to any individual.
连那些所谓信心的伟人亚伯拉罕约瑟摩西大卫但以都不敢这么个人性的称神为他们的父
Even the famous figures such as Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David or Daniel didn't do this
所以在新约耶稣用父来称呼神的时候犹太人非常震惊啊
So when Jesus addressed to Father as his So God and his father, the Israelites, were really shocked and angry.
而且他们气到想要杀他。
They were so angry that they wanted to kill Jesus.
但是耶稣正是因为这个缘故来的。
But precisely because of this reason, Jesus came to earth.
那么与我们人与神的关系上，耶稣带来了历史上前所未有的改变。
Jesus brought to us a change that transforms the whole universe.
他自己可以称父，称神为父。
He himself could call God his father.
因为他是道成了肉身，以神独生子的身份来到世上做拯救的工作。
Because indeed he came to this earth as the Son of God who came here to rescue us.
神也赐给权柄，让人因着耶稣基督的缘故可以成为神的儿女。
Likewise, God gave people the right to become God's children.
所以耶稣跟门徒说，你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父，这的确是一件非同小可的事。
Therefore, when Jesus said that, we should say our Father in heaven when we pray, is such a shocking news.
刚刚讲过，在旧约圣经里面，没有个人性的称神为父。
Like I said, in the Old Testament, nobody ever addressed to God as his father.
但是耶稣来了之后，在新约圣经里面就有至少275处是教导基督徒用父来称呼神。
But Jesus Jesus referred to God as the Father for at least 275 times in the New Testament.
这件事情在祷告上对我们有多大的影响呢？
How does this really impact us?
举个例子。
Let us have an example.
有一次罗马的凯撒大帝和他的军队浩浩荡荡进城。
One day Roman Emperor Caesar and his army were marching into a city.
那他的小儿子从看台上跳下，穿过路旁的人群和护卫的兵丁，就跑向凯撒大帝。
So Caesar's younger son jumped up on the tower and was running to the marching army.
那有一位军官就把他拦腰一抱，说：“孩子不可以，现在来的是皇帝。”
So a soldier just grabbed him up and said, "Don't do this. The one who's coming right now is the emperor."
但这个小孩说：“对你们来说他是皇帝，对我来说他是我的爸爸。”
So the little kid told the soldier, "He is an emperor to you guys, but he's my father."
所以基督徒啊，我们要珍惜这个宝贵的权利。
So as a Christian, we should cherish this right we have.
耶稣基督只把这个权柄给信他的人。
Christ gave this right only to those who believe him.
当你在祷告的时候，有别人所没有的权利。
So that when we pray, we have something that others don't have.
可以蛮有把握的来到神的面前来，不必畏惧。
That we can come before God with confidence.
我们当中还没有接受耶稣的朋友们，我也盼望你们渴慕得到这样的恩典。
I hope that if you haven't accepted Jesus, that you can soon also have this right.
快快接受耶稣，成为神的儿女。
Accept Jesus so you can become the children of God.
让这位神真正成为和你有个人生命关系的父。
So that this God can really have a personal relationship with you.
最后我们再来看我们这个词。
Lastly, we look at the noun we.
耶稣教导门徒用我们在天上父做祷告的时候，我们这个字有几方面不可忽视的意义。
So the pronoun we have several points that we should pay attention to.
首先，我们这个词反映出的是一个群体性。
First of all, the word we represents a group.
所以主导文的第一句话就包含了纵向人与神的关系，也包括了横向人与人之间的关系。
So the very first verse points out.One vertical relationship that's between God and us, and a horizontal relationship that's between us, brothers and sisters.
就像圣经里面多次重复的教导一样，神对我们的期望是爱神、爱人，这两方面缺一不可。
Indeed, the Bible teaches us to love God and love people. Both are very important.
主导文之前的马太福音六章五节六节提醒说，祷告不是做给人看。
The verses before the Lord's Prayer also says that.Praying is not a show.
那那一段强调的是个人祷告的重要。
Those verses emphasize the importance of a personal prayer.
纠正的偏差是有些人只在公众场合祷告，回到家就不祷告。
The teaching is to show the difference between praying in the public and praying in the private of your own house.
那主导文的第一句的我们就平衡的点出另外一面，也就是群体祷告的价值和必要性。
So the pronoun we actually points out the other aspect, which is the importance of praying in the group, in the public.
所以这就纠正另一个方面的偏差。
So this also fixes another end of the extreme.
也就是说啊，想说啊，我自己祷告就可以了，不看重和其他弟兄姐妹在一起同心祷告的重要。
And this extreme is that we just pray privately in our home and not pray publicly in the group.
不只是主导文，耶稣多次在向门徒讲论祷告的时候，都是用你们这些复数的形式来表达他希望门徒聚在一起祷告。
In the original Scripture, Jesus addressed to the plural you when he is teaching his disciples about praying.
耶稣非常强调同心祷告的重要。
So we see that Jesus emphasizes the importance of prayers in a group.
耶稣在给应许的时候特别强调，有两三人奉主的名聚集的时候，他就在他们当中。
Indeed, Jesus said that if just two or three people pray together in his name.There he will be with them.
我们这个词还点出一个重要的事实，就是所有信耶稣的人都是在主里面的弟兄姐妹。
The pronoun we also points out that all of us who believe in Christ are brothers and sisters.
我相信很多基督徒都有这样的经验。
I believe you must have this experience before.
你去到一个新的地方，完全陌生，什么人都不认识。
So you came to a new place and it's a strange land to you. You don't know anyone there.
但是一旦找到了教会，甚至有的时候你还遇到一位基督徒，你就有遇到家人的感觉。
But once you find a church there, or if you just run into a Christian, you'll suddenly feel that you have found a family.
主导文不只是提醒我们这个事实，也常常帮助我们亲身体验这个事实。
The Lord's Prayer not only tells us of this fact, but also helps us to experience this fact.
两个礼拜前我提过，我去大陆教课的时候，跟来自不同地方、不同教会的基督徒一起用主导文祷告。
So 2 weeks ago, I shared that when I went to China, I prayed with different people from different places in China.
真的是强烈的感受到有一股力量把我们连接在一起。
Despite our differences, I strongly felt that there's a strong bonding connecting every one of us.
在美国也是一样，有好几次在一些特别的聚会，大家是用英文的主导文在一起祷告。
Even in America, many times people pray the Lord's Prayer in English.
不是我最熟悉的语言。
And it's not the language I'm most familiar with.
但是一同用主导文祷告的时候，还是觉得主把我们连接在一起。
Once we pray together in The Lord's Prayer, I felt that God bonded all of us together.
我们这个词还有一个最非比寻常的意义。
The word we also have a very special meaning.
就是它把基督徒和主耶稣连接在一起。
It is that it connects Christians with Jesus Christ.
约翰福音几次用独生子来描述耶稣基督。
The Gospel of John for several times has used the God's only begotten Son to describe Jesus.
因为他本是神，只有他这位道成肉身来到世上的救主，才真正完完全全有神的生命，也才真是神的儿子。
Because he is God, so only in him is there a true image of God.
当然，在圣经里面也有经文说亚当是神的儿子。
Of course, in the Bible, it also says that Adam is God's.
但的意思并不是说亚当有与神一样的生命，而只是说亚当是神所创造，是从神而出的。
But it does not mean that Adam also had the kind of life God has. It just means that Adam was created by God.
神本来也给了亚当一个有如儿子的地位。
Actually, God gave Adam a position.Of being a son of God, originally as well.
但是当亚当犯罪悖逆神的时候，他抛弃，他也就失去了神儿子的地位。
But Adam chose not to take it, and so he lost this, and so he sinned and lost his position as the son of God.
也导致整个由亚当而出的人类都落入与神隔绝的光景里面。
And so everyone who comes from Adam will automatically be separate from God.
但是感谢神，圣经清清楚楚的应许说
But thanks be to the Lord, because the Bible tells us this.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
今天只要我们很相信、接受耶稣基督做我们的救主和生命的主，神就把做神儿女的权柄赐给我们。
So long as we believe in Jesus, we will be rightfully children of God.
那主导文的第一句话就提醒基督徒，神已经赐给我们的这个身份和地位。
So the very first verse of the Most High tells us exactly.This message.
有一位近年来相当受重视的这个圣经学者 N.T. Wright， 他在继续研究主导文的时候，提出一个看法，很有参考价值。
So a Bible scholar N.T. Wright actually makes this point about the Lord's Prayer as well.
他说，原本只有耶稣是用那么亲切、那么个人性的方式来称呼神是他的父。
In the beginning, only Jesus had this authority to use such an intimate name to address God.
也只有耶稣在祷告的时候能够和神有那样子完全亲密的关系，有如父子一般。
And only Jesus had this ability to be with God in such a relationship as in Father and Son.
当耶稣教导门徒用我们在天上的父来做祷告的时候，
So when Jesus taught his disciples to use the phrase Our Father in Heaven，
他不只是要门徒们在知识上知道啊，我从今以后我们像耶稣一样是称他为天父。
Not only is he giving his disciples knowledge of the Father, being their Father.
耶稣其实在邀请门徒们在主观的体验上一同来经历原本只有主耶稣才能够经历到与父神之间的亲密。
Jesus is also inviting all the disciples toreally experience the kind of experiences that only a true father and son can have.
所以当我们在祷告的时候要记得主耶稣在对我们做一个邀请。
So whenever we pray, we should remember that Jesus is inviting us.
邀请我们一同来体验原本只有他经历过的与父神之间那个亲密相交的甜美。
In inviting us to really know the beauty and the intimacy that originally only Jesus had with God the Father.
好，我们今天看了主导文的第一句话，我们在天上的父。
Okay, so we look at the first verse, which is Our Father in Heaven today.
在耶稣给我们的祷告的蓝图当中，这好像盖房子的地基一样。
In the prayer blueprint, this is like building house blueprint.
所以这句话提醒我们在祷告的时候有三样基本的事情要弄对。
So it reminds us of three points.
基督徒的祷告是向一位崇高远超诸天的神祈求。
Christians' prayers are to a God beyond all heavens.
基督徒的祷告是来到一位慈爱的父面前。
Christians' prayer is to come before a loving Father.
基督徒的祷告是基于我们在耶稣基督里有同为神儿女的身份。
Christian's prayer is based on the fact that we are rightfully God's kids.
求神帮助我们这一年当中在祷告上有正确的根基，也有很好的成长。
We ask God to help us to grow in how we pray and how we spiritually mature.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing this song.
天父，天父，你还是我安心。天父，天父，你还是我安心。失恋与苦闷，有时我不明了，但深知你同在。但
天父，天父，你还是我安息。Father, I rest in your love. Father, I rest in your love. Trials and pressures I may not understand.
相信你 to invite us to believe in you.
也邀请我们借着相信你能够同来做神的儿女
to invite us to be God's children by believing in you.
让我们能够恢复与神和好的关系
so that we may recover our relationship with God.
让我们能够重回父神慈爱的怀抱当中
so that we can once again come back to the embrace.Of the Father in heaven.
让我们能够进入至圣所
so that we can enter the most holy place.
也能够坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
that we may come to the holy place with confidence.
主要让我们这些已经做成儿女的人能够珍惜这个宝贵的权柄
Lord, teach us Christians to really cherish this right we have to be your kids.
也帮助我们当中还没有信主的朋友们羡慕这样的一个恩典。
And to help the people who are not believers yet to really taste the sweetness that we have on it.
在这一年当中，你继续你的慈爱来吸引呼召更多的人来归向你。
Lord, in this new year, continue to call people.To become your kids again.
愿在这年当中，我们有更多的人在祷告上经历到与天父之间亲密的关系。
May this year be a year in which even more of us will experience your miracles and power in our prayers.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
好吧，我们一同用主祷来祷告。在周报背后也有。或者屏幕上也会打出来，所以还不会背的也可以看得到。
And we pray together in the Lord's Prayer. It's also the back of your bulletin.
好，帮我们一同起立来，用中文或英文祷告都可以。
You can use either language.
我们一同祷告。 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿天国的降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的天使们，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同没有免我们的饶债，不叫我们遇见试探，就我们所遇见过，因为国度权